Democrat Lisa Brown served in both the state House and as Senate Majority Leader before becoming Chancellor at WSU Spokane. Brown feels that her accomplishment of securing a medical school for WSU is a demonstration of her ability to work with others, something she says is needed in Congress today.
We put together a coalition. It was a statewide coalition. It was bipartisan, members of the House and the Senate and the Democrats and Republicans. And that's the way we got the bill passed and got the funding for the school. And that has been my experience in the state legislature, and I would take that experience to Congress, that if you really want to get things done, you have to listen, and you have to find common ground.
Brown says she has spent the summer visiting a number of communities, including the timber counties of the Northeast, which are suffering economic hardship, and the farmlands of Walla Walla, where agriculture has an uncertain future. But she says most of all the people she's spoken with are concerned with health care, specifically the plan the Republican House has passed to replace the Affordable Care Act.
I literally haven't found anyone who supports it. Rural hospitals, doctors, patient advocates, a lot of concern.
Brown says she believes the House bill was more of a budget-cutting bill than health care legislation and says many facets of ACA have been good for Eastern Washington.
We were able to create coverage for thousands of people who had not had health care coverage before and not shift the costs of their coverage in the same way it happened before to other people's rates through emergency care, et cetera.
Lisa Brown says major reductions in Medicaid spending in the Republican bill would have spelled big trouble for enrollees that include members of the military and families with disabled members. When it comes to the timber-based economy of the Inland Northwest, Brown touts the efforts of the Northwest Forest Coalition, a group comprised of the industry and conservation groups that are striving to find common ground on both forest health and promoting a vibrant timber industry.
And the problem is that the Forest Service is saying, we don't have any money, we can't afford to implement. Well, that's the kind of thing a member of Congress can really roll up her sleeves and get involved in. And so that would be something that would be a top priority for me.
Lisa Brown is also concerned about the state's agriculture industry. She cites the Walla Walla area with a booming wine industry, and yet there's uncertainty in the future, in part because of the ambiguity of the nation's immigration policy.
Knowing that someone would represent them in Congress who would get engaged in the issue, I would put my name in to be on the Agriculture Committee. There's no one from Washington in Congress on the committee right now. And as an economist myself, I would really look forward to understanding what's in the best interest of Washington farmers and advocating for them.
You can hear a longer version of our interview with Lisa Brown on the program Inland Journal on our sister station, KSFC, on Thursday at 5 p.m.
I'm Steve Jackson reporting.